We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have
Hello
a couple
and
of
welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 34. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
Howdy.
From a TV whore.
I just wanted to clarify. You're out there Googling the other website.
I was so tempted today to talk. I saw that Dan and Kath posted the TV Talker podcast was in the top iTunes suggestions. And I wanted to respond with something snarky like, yeah, well, our 6 fans listened.
Well,
but I didn't.
Well, now you have.
Now
to our
I
6
have.
Fans.
So to those, I'm sure we have more than 6 at this point, which is great news.
It is.
Anyway.
Thank you all for listening.
Yes.
Yeah, we have there's like 6 reviews out there or something on iTunes.
Oh, there are?
And 8 ratings.
Woo!
Well, I need to check these things more often.
So what's new, folks? What's new?
Not a lot.
I want to throw a big thank you out to Cynthia for sending me the link to a recap of the Hug-A-Bunch special. Everything that I was thinking in this link was exactly laid out for me, and it was incredible, and it was lessons learned from watching the Hug-A-Bunch, and one of my favorites was that hugs were invented before dinosaurs and water.
So funny.
In case
I have
you
to
were
tell
one...
you that last Friday night, I watched the whole thing.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it?
And ever since, first of all, they're really creepy, but
they are creepy.
Ray likes really her creepy.
I do like my creepy, but all I can think about all week was Hugworks. I need somebody to hug me enough that I'm going to see Hugworks.
Well, in this recap too, they talk about how go ahead, hug someone real tight, and then run into a mirror, see what happens. Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. So anyway, thank you for that.
And thanks to Patty.
Andrew.
Who and what?
I was just talking like the little girl. Andrew, I just want to try to give you a hug when nobody in her family has an accent except her. Good Lord.
Her poor brother. Just like, get away from me.
Andrew. Sweet William the Penguin. Okay, we gotta get off this topic.
You guys should watch.
You should. The Hug-A-Bunch.
Which, by the way, those were not the strawberries of life.
They were young berries. I know. I realized that.
Young berries are very different. They look a lot like strawberries, but they glow. They're different. Unless you drop them on the floor, then they don't glow anymore.
They disappear, and you can't use them anymore, and your gram is still going away. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, Lord. I also wanted to thank Patty, who wrote us and told us about all of the British shows that she was going to buy or rent from Netflix now that we talked about them. And I wanted to throw it out there to Adele, because Patty asked how we should know what Australian shows to watch. And I don't really know either. So maybe Adele can
Yep, maybe Adele can send some. Ray's been drinking.
Just a cocktail here or there.
Drink.
It's been a long week, people. Maybe you can send us some suggestions, Adele, since you're from the down under. Probably not the down under. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what they say. Down under.
Since you're from down under, you can suggest some good Australian shows for us to watch. That was it. I just wanted to shout out to Patty.
Awesome. What's our news? News.
News. Yes. TR Knight.
Before Amber falls asleep.
I know. Sorry, I was yawning. I did yawn.
TR Knight is officially gone from Grey's Anatomy. Oh, sorry. Spoiler, people.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I don't know how you could possibly avoid that noise. That news. That noise. I don't know how you could avoid the noise or the news.
Both. Or the noise about that news. Especially by the time the show airs, if you haven't heard it, if you don't hear it now, you would have heard it by then.
Yeah. I wish they hadn't given the rest of the news, which I won't say, because I do consider that a spoiler.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I have no other idea.
I was talking about that.
Know. People are going to know that too.
Okay, I was talking about there were some more details about.
This is the best conversation ever.
I'm being vague purposely exactly. This time. Not because I just don't know.
But I liked how you said that you weren't going to say, and she was like, yeah, I know. And then you asked her, well, what are you talking about? Which she would have to say, which would no longer be vague. Oh,
well, good. I wanted her to like give me a vague answer, but anyway, whatever. The other alert. News that you surely will have heard by now is that Catherine, could you say it, Amory?
Heigl.
Thank you, because I knew I was going to say it wrong. is staying. Or at least her option has been picked up. So, as far as we know, she's staying.
No news that for was how really long, though.
Yeah. That's really the news that came in, is that contracts were coming through. So, that know that T.R. Knight no longer has a contract with the show, and Catherine does. So, there you go.
So, there you go.
So dramatic. I really wish they would stop. If ABC could just stop everybody from gossiping from behind the scenes on that show, that would be great.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah. There's almost more drama away from the show or outside of the show than on the show.
At this point.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, so the other news that we have is that the notorious BAG will be playing a villain on Smallville.
For those of you not in the know, that means, and how could you not be, that means Brian Austin Green.
Look, if you don't know what I mean when I say the notorious BAG, then you probably don't care anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
I am interested by the fact that he turned down a full-time role on The Wretched Beast to do a two-episode arc on a Friday night sci-fi show that's in its ninth season.
Okay, but that's two episodes. He's not committed to that, to a Wretched Beast for an entire season. I understand
true.
It.
True, true.
Unlike some other people online, Dan, understand it. And I won't give him any crap for it, because The Wretched Beast, he would be stupid to sign on to that show. No offense.
Or offense.
Well, actually,
yeah, you can take offense to it. I don't care.
Well, speaking of The Wretched Beast, that is one little piece of news that the CW put out their more official fall schedule with dates, and that they're swapping Gossip Girl and The Wretched Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Time slot wise.
Wonder how that will go down.
And those people listening who weren't sure what The Wretched Beast was until right now, they've officially figured it out because they switched time slots with Gossip Girl.
How could you not? How could you listen to our podcast and not know what I'm talking about?
Maybe it's a new listener.
All right,
new listeners.
Listeners.
The Wretched Beast.
Equals One Tree
Hill. It's not Gossip Girl on Mondays. It's the other one.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah, Gossip Girl's just sort of a beast. Not quite wretched yet.
Yeah, give it time.
So wait, Gossip Girl's now on at 9?
Yes.
Getting a little more risque. Is that why they're doing that?
Probably.
Well, their spin was that... The Wretched Beast has always been a self-starter, and it doesn't need the help of a lead-in.
Which is kind of true. That show is miraculously high-rated.
Which I would say is true, and also that Gossip Girl could actually use a lead-in, because One Tree Hill actually, overall rating-wise, did better most weeks. So they're putting their higher-rated show to open up the night.
Well, I can see, although Mondays at 8 is no longer the death slot that it was.
That sounded like bun days. I'm like, what's a bun day?
Mondays at 8 is no longer the death slot that it was.
Mondays at 8.
Days when you wear your hair in a bun. All right. Do we have any other news before this goes way off track?
I don't know. We programmed our perfect week, and now we're making up our own week days, even. That's even better.
Zoo-balloon-zoo.
I said Monday. Just because you heard Mondays doesn't mean anything.
Magic All right, was, thoughts there are waiting for you.
Okay.
It was a little zoobly-zoo for those of you listening.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I thought you were going to maybe go into a little, it's just another manic Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Wish it was Monday.
Right. I wish it was fun day. That's my fun day. Oh my God. The Bengals need to hire me. Is that who sang that?
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Okay.
For the third time.
Third time's charm.
All right, this topic suggestion came from Patty. Hey, Patty's getting a lot of love in this episode. Patty wanted to know, this is kind of a personal question, but Patty wanted to know what got us into blogging about TV. Was it a particular show, or did we blog about, I don't know. Oh, sorry. Was it a particular show, or did you blog before and just evolve into a TV blogger? Sorry, everybody. I was obviously reading the email and not understanding what I was reading. So did you used to blog about something else, and then you just kind of became a TV blogger? What? Don't everybody jump at once to answer
mine's
the question.
Mine's just kind of, okay. It was like, I've only been blogging for like 4 years. This is my fourth Comic-Con, right? So 4 years. Because I emailed Daniel and said, I would love to write for you something someday. And he said, okay. And Daniel's at the TV Addict. And so I started a weekly column called My Take on TV. And it kind of sprung from there. And then I started writing with Thomas like 3 years ago, 2 years ago at C42F. And then at the aggressive prodding of some of my favorites, Ray, Kath, and Ducky, I started My Take on TV. Well, see, I had My Take on TV as like my own, and I was doing here and there like little things, but wasn't full on like blogging for myself. And now I'm doing that. So that's my story. It wasn't a show. It was just because I guess it was around, I don't even know what time, like what show, I guess Lost really started like what I wanted to write about. Mm-hmm. But it was, I don't really know what 4 years ago I was thinking about, like what shows specifically. So that's my story. It's kind of.
It's your story and you're sticking to it.
Exactly.
I know that you, because it's associated to me, because this is where I first met Amory, that we were like.
In the Comic-Con green room. Aww.
Well, right outside of it, actually. But yes. The Veronica Mars press room.
Yes. Oh, Ray.
So I knew you were watching Veronica Mars, at least at that point.
Stalker.
I learned from the best, Amory.
You do?
I learned from you even before I knew you.
Exactly.
That's how good of a teacher you are.
You just radiated Stalker all the way down.
It's true. It's true. That's where I stole Rob Thomas's water. Lord, I love that. Anyway. Accidentally, I should point out.
Yeah, huh? He's her hero. You know she's stalking him.
He was in white pants. Anyway, continue.
He was in all white. He was wearing like a white shirt. I mean, a white suit. It was like a
white seersucker jacket or something.
Yeah.
We just pulled seersucker both. Like. Anyway, we really are kidding.
All right, so because that connects to mine, I will tell my story next. It was Veronica Mars that got me into specifically TV blogging. I've been online for as long as I can remember, quite frankly. But I had been in TV forums, like discussion forums for Buffy and for Angel, like all Whedon shows. And then the one forum that I was really a part of, I can't remember it right now. Isn't that horrible?
It is horrible.
It is for them.
It has to do with Spike, the soulful Spike Society, which I know sounds silly, but obviously started with a Buffy thing, but became on the forums there. We talked after Buffy ended, and even though Angel was that next year, so we talked about all kinds of TV shows. And then I joined a different forum, which I met Jody, who writes for my site, by the way, one of my good
hey,
friends.
Girl.
On the Buffy forum, and then we ended up on a forum by ourselves, and then I just moved to LiveJournal because everybody was kind of talking about blogging and whatever. So then I was kind of just blogging or journaling or whatever you want to call it on LiveJournal, like anything, but I had a bunch of TV stuff mixed in there because obviously I'm a big TV person. And from there, I was talking about Veronica Mars a lot once Veronica Mars started, and I got obsessed with it. I was really obsessed. And then somebody from MPRM, I guess, a PR, like one of the first PR firms that was reaching out to bloggers about TV shows, reached out to me about getting press releases for Veronica Mars, and then they had a blogger's press day visit on the set, and I got an invite to that. And from there, I had just actually changed my blog to Ramblings of a TV Whore, like the title of it, just as like a joke between Jody and I. I had changed my name to that, and not long after that, she contacted me and asked me if I wanted the press info, if I wanted to go to the set. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed because I started writing about everything. My focus was still on Veronica Mars while it was on, but I was really writing about all kinds of TV at that point. So, and I blog, I do other blogging too, but on for the purposes of us, I am a TV blogger too. So whatever. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Awesome.
Now you know.
I just went back and I just went back to see what my first column was, and it was about summer TV in the year 2006. So here we go. Wow.
2 years, not 4 years.
2006. This is my fourth summer.
God. 3 years. Okay.
Anyway, continue. Jason, go for it.
Wow. Flashback to 2000.
2006. Summer of 2006. Summer of 2007. Summer of 2008. Summer of 2009.
All right.
Technically, so three numbers, 4 years.
Okay. Got you.
And we continue.
Okay, fine. I'm just kidding.
All right.
So you mean that this year will be your fourth Comic-Con? Yes. Sorry, Jason. Yeah. I didn't mean to jump again. All right, sorry. Now, Jason, please. Sorry. I was just catching up.
So you say this is your fourth Comic-Con. Is that? well, TV-wise, I've always watched lots of TV since forever. So that was my thing, to come home from school and to watch TV, and from as far back as I can remember. And so I've always liked TV, but then I've had, you know, different websites, and I, you know, at one time I started, like, maybe I was going to do HTML and stuff like that and build websites for people, and started doing a little of that. And then I was like, well, I should have my own site. And so I have I created it's a little golf site called guidetogolfequipment.com, and that was sort of like my first, like, that was my site that I was posting stuff on or putting stuff out there. It's not a blog, it's just a little website. And started hearing about, like, blogging as more as the publishing format, as it was easy to create a site and to you know, and then continue updating it with, you know, new posts and articles and stuff like that. And so I first started with putting out a site about like online dating or something like that, just because, like, it was sort of the idea of Darren Rouse down in Australia with the ProBlogger.net was talking about how much money he was making with the blogs and stuff like that. And so I was like, well, it seems like a good idea. And but then after doing that for just like a month or so, I was like, this is lame because I'm not interested in this. And so I went back to sort of like the drawing board of like, well, what do I like to do? And obviously TV. So I decided I would start a TV blog, and took me a little while to come up with a name and find something that I liked that also had a URL that was available. And and so I bought that and started posting stuff about what I was watching or you know, and stuff like that. Back, gosh, 3 years ago now. I think it'll be 3 years in August. This August will be the 3 year anniversary of TVaholic. So started posting about that, and then it sort of evolved into like a daily thing of posting what looked good that night, and then doing some reviews and stuff like that. And then a year later, it was actually, I'd been doing it for about a year when two things happened. One, Lifetime was the first, not to get press releases and stuff like that. I started getting some of that stuff along the way, but Lifetime was the first one to send me a screener.
Yeah, me too.
And what was the, totally blanking on the.
One of my first ones was Side Order of Life.
Yes, Side Order of Life, and the other show that was on at that same time.
State of Mind, I think it was.
Yeah, and Side Over Life, which was actually a really good show. And
I know. I really liked it.
And so I got that, and then that June, I also got invited by the great people at New Media Strategies to go up to Vancouver to visit the sets of some of the sci-fi shows. And so, you know, took a tour of like Eureka and Battlestar Galactica and stuff like that. And then after getting, you know, getting the first screener and then, you know, actually stepping foot on like a show like Battlestar Galactica, sort of decided that this was something that I wanted to continue doing and have continued to post at least once a day, pretty much, barring any power outages or windstorms over the years, daily for the last almost 3 years. So
cool.
That's sort of how I got into it. There wasn't a specific show that got me into blogging about TV. It was more TV itself, that if I was going to, that old, you know, nugget of, if you're going to, you know, like as a job or something like that, what are you going to do? You should find something that you love to do and then do that. And so I sort of did that. Like, if I'm going to create a website, it should be something that I have an interest in. So TV was the one that has sort of taken over. I mean, I have a few other, like, you know, I have a, you know, a movie site and still have the little golf site and play with branching out into other things, but TV is still the foremost as a, my ultimate goal would be to turn all the things I like to do into my job or into
my business.
Where people, where somebody would say, what do you do? And I eat, sleep, and watch TV. And you're like, how do you, like, yeah, that's right. I watch TV, watch movies. And
well, yeah, I love my job, but I am, that doesn't mean I don't want to not, like, win the lottery and write for my blog all day long. I would do it in a heartbeat, and they know it, too, which I think is funny.
So, yeah. Awesome. So that's it. And if you've visited the site, my site, anytime recently, you can see that I've sort of finally bit the bullet on I got a logo done. I've redesigned the site. And so sort of really decided recently that I'm going to keep doing with this site and moving forward. So...
cool. So that's our story.
Yes. That is how we got into blogging about TV.
How did you find us, people that are listening? Tell us your story.
Amory.
I know. All right.
Yeah.
Word.
All right, then.
Okay.
Word.
Now that you know our histories, 2004, that's when I started my blog. Sorry, I was looking that information. This blog, anyway. I've had multiple sites, but... All right,
Yeah, I want to say... Primetime? I guess 2006, I guess, it would have been that I started mine. No, that doesn't seem right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. 2006 to now would be three... To this August would be 3 years, so...
Yes.
Yep.
All right!
Yeah, I can't keep track of it by Comic-Cons, since this one will be my first.
Yes, my life is structured in Comic-Cons.
It's measured in Comic-Cons.
This will be the first Comic-Con, and this is important, that I am traveling to San Diego by myself. Because 3 years ago, it was actually for a cousin's wedding in Comic-Con, and my other cousin was with me. 2 years ago, it was me, Brains, and Corinne. Last year, it was me, Brains, and my dad. And this year, it's just me.
Lucky you.
So Brains can't get mad at me. When I want to hang out with people.
Yeah, but this year, Brains would have hung out, too.
Yeah, she would have. Ah, oh, balls. Anyway.
Anyway. All right.
Prime time, whenever I say it, or anybody says it, I'm keenly aware of a Saturday morning, television show called Hang Time. Hang Time. Running together. Every time someone says prime time, that's what goes through my head.
Is it just prime time, or is it any time somebody says something that ends in time?
No, it's just prime time, because in my head I think, prime time, like the show. Hang time, running together. Hang time, giving it. I don't know the words. Anyway,
I was never
stopped you before.
Prime time.
What should I do? I should. Prime time. Anyway, continue.
Well, you've done it this time. all right. So the first show on the list is the season and series finale of Pushing Daisies.
Sadly, yes.
I'm so sad about it. I didn't expect to cry when I watched it, and I did. I was crying.
So was I.
But I think it had to do with the audience standing and clapping and Brian, and was overwhelmed with emotion.
Yeah, we saw it at Paley, people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amber didn't have an audience in her house.
Yeah.
No wonder you like watching TV, Emery.
There was so many people sitting there watching me watching Pushing Daisies that when they stood and started clapping, it made me a tear came to my eye, and I just
so
couldn't.
Funny.
And I started weeping.
That's funny.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was. This was the Darling Mermaid Darlings were back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the casting of the rival swimmers, or you know, that was really good with the Wendy Malick and Nora Dunn.
That was
great. they were perfect on the as their former rivals.
Wendy Malick, man, she has a sick body still for being like 60 years old.
Is she 60?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, God, she is. What's your...
I swear.
It's news to her, but, you know.
It's a pretty horrible thing to make up if she's not.
I don't know. Fine, I'll look it up right now. I'm looking it up.
That's right. She's sitting there going, I'm 50, and
because
she thinks I have a great body for a 60-year-old?
Seriously, because she's listening.
Well, you know, everybody does listen to us, though.
That's right. One of the six.
What?
One of the six.
One of the six. Yeah,
I love
she's
one of
the six.
Six listeners is Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me. Okay, she's 59.
Okay. That was a good call.
Anyway.
That 1 year, it's killing her. So my favorite part, and this is probably the part where I cried, like I cried through the whole thing, but this is the part I didn't cry through the whole thing.
But was there an audience there watching you cry?
There was. That's the embarrassing part, because I cried a lot. Amory can attest to it. She was sitting next to me, and I used all my napkins on her spilled drinks. So I had no napkins to wipe up my tears with.
My damn drink.
The part that really like made me cry was the narration at the very end where Jim Dale says, "And endings, as it is known, are where we begin." I just thought it was a great line.
Yeah.
Well done. Especially because
well
you know,
it's Pushing Daisies.
Yeah. I just loved it.
I'm gonna cry right now.
Actually,
if I can make
it's
myself
okay.
cry, I will cry.
Just thinking about the last time I cried made me cry again.
That wasn't the last time I cried. I cried like 20 different television shows in the past 3 weeks. No, not 3 weeks. Let's go 3 months.
I cry a lot, too. I cried it up. Let me just tell you the story. Sorry, let me interject a little personal
story.
That's
okay. We're allowed. We're allowed. You're allowed.
I hope so, since you...
I do it all the time.
So, I went to see Up this past weekend with Mona and Hannah. And these are my friends, by the way. Hannah is 8 years old. And
Hannah is 8 years.
I had to clarify because it was going to sound weird if I don't clarify that she's 8 years old.
But what? You stopped after years, which is why I'm laughing.
Except it sounded weird because now it seems like all your friends are 8 year olds. But that's all right.
Anyway,
I
go.
Didn't stop. I must have cut out because I didn't.
You
stop.
Might have because it sounded like this. It sounded like this. Hannah is 8 years old.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hannah is 8.
Is that HP?
HP, yeah. Her name is Hannah Patricia. We've always called her HP. Hannah, her mom, it was Sunday, and Sunday afternoon, and I guess Mona had been watching Lifetime movies in the morning, because Hannah was telling me about how her mom was watching Lifetime movies in the morning and crying all morning long. So, and Mona's like, I wasn't crying at all of them. which is only funny because, you know, I cry at the drop of a hat. So, like, my friends.
Oh, my God, me too.
For crying. I cry at the movies, whatever. And Mona especially makes fun of me for crying. So, like, that's why Hannah was telling me about it, because Mona was crying at these Lifetime movies. And then, so we get to talking about crying at movies, and she's like, you shouldn't cry. You should only cry if it's real. It happens. It's not real on the TV. You shouldn't cry. And we're both like, what are you talking about? And then we're like, well, we've seen you cry. What about Marley and Me? And she's like, well, that's based on a real story. So it's okay if I cry at that one. So I just thought it was fun, because then, of course, Up happened, and I cried at Up. I crawled at multiple points during Up, for the record. And then when we got done, Hannah was like, why did you cry? I won't say it because it's a spoiler, but I, you know what I mean? Like, I repeated what happened that I thought was sad. And she's like, it's not real, Ray. So I just thought it was funny. It made me think about it with the pushing daisies and crying, because she probably would make fun of me for crying at that, too. It's not real, people.
But the show really did end, so... That's
real. This show was a real ending, so I could cry about the ending. Anyway. All right.
I'm trying to make myself cry right now. It's kind of working.
All right, Amory.
Because anyway. That's what we need more on the podcast.
Missing some crying.
That's right. Last week, there was too much laughing. We need more crying on the podcast.
Seriously, maybe people can make fun of that. Continuing on.
Sounds fake.
That was the fakest cry I've ever heard. You can do better than that.
All right.
I've heard you really cry.
Prime episode, Prime whatever.
Prime time. Next up.
Primeval.
Primeval. Primeval. Well, we're really talking about two episodes here, not. I'm just saying it because we'll talk about things that happen in both, not necessarily one or the other.
So episodes what and ever?
Yeah,
exactly. So Cutter is really dead.
As far as we know. I think he's dead. I think they could always go back in time and do something.
As far as we know.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, you know, like you could change, like they have in the past changed things, which changed the current timeline. So as far as we know, like, as we go going on the current timeline, he is dead.
Yes. And I like that that Danny Quinn. Danny Quinn!
I'm saying it too.
Yeah.
What?
I was saying his name like they say his name. Danny Quinn! Anyway, so 2 weeks
ago... I like
Danny. It was the big monster, the big dinosaurs.
Correct, at the airport.
Mm-hmm. And, which was fun.
Pilots driving along and looking out... That would freak
what
out.
Would you do? What would you do? Because in the moment I thought, what would I do if a T-Rex or whatever it actually was? Because I don't know the official dinosaur.
I think it was a T-Rex.
It was the T-Rex staring at you as you're in the airplane. Like, oh, hey, T-Rex. I saw Jurassic Park. I know what that thing can do.
Yeah, but at least you're in an airplane. So you're a little bit more like, you weren't like the people who were out on the runway.
That's true.
I thought that was a good episode. That was the episode really where the reporter, too, got, like, pictures or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the other reporter didn't.
The strange man with the long black hair? Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm yawning again. I'm not bored, I swear.
Ugh, whatever. And then in this episode,
yeah, well, I think those are yawns are fake, so whatever.
We see Danny Quinn officially take over for... Why am I
right, but he doesn't,
her?
Claudia, he doesn't, no, Jenny. He doesn't, because Jenny takes over because Cutter's dead, and then Jenny gets frozen almost to death, and...
She leaves, right?
Then she decides to leave. It's not worth it, because she saw a picture that Cutter had of Claudia and Cutter.
Correct.
And she leaves.
I've always thought of her as Claudia, so that's why I was getting confused.
Yes.
Claudia Brown.
So Danny Quinn takes over, and that's pretty much where the episode ends.
At the very end where she's leaving, right?
Yeah, and Abby's brother's visiting.
Yeah.
So what's his name, Cooper? Is living at
Lester?
The... What?
Oh, Connor?
Connor. I couldn't remember if it was Cooper or Connor. Incidentally, one of my brother's fiancé's brother's wife just had a baby and named it Cooper Connor, which I thought was funny. Anyway... Okay. Connor is living at the Ark, which I think is funny. His little friends.
Yes, those are actually, that's pretty funny because they're like causing havoc.
Yes, yes.
They can't tell anybody that he's living there.
But I thought it was cool that the guy was like, here are the keys. I'm going to regret this. Leave it my place while I'm not there.
Yes. Lester. Yeah. That's who I thought you were asking about.
Yes, Lester.
It was a good episode. I like Danny. I'm sad to see Claudia slash Jenny go, but I understand, like, if Cutter is dead, like, that was her purpose there, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I like her. Like, it's kind of a lot for me, especially because I had gone back and caught up on everything before I even started this season. It was kind of a lot of casting changes all at once.
Yeah.
So it was a bit much to take, but I actually kind of like the team that's together now, so the next few episodes should be interesting.
I'm intrigued, especially now that it's... We didn't talk about that. That it might be canceled?
It is canceled.
Officially.
I guess that was news. It happened earlier in the week. Yeah. Yes, the guy at Titan Books, who's the person... Tom Green, who's the person for getting me hooked on Primeval, because he sent me the Primeval book, sent me an email earlier, in the like on Monday, I think. It said, I'm sorry to be the one to break the bad news to you, but Primeval is canceled. I was like, no! How could you get me hooked on it? Anyway, I don't want to say anything more, but I guess it's good that it's being made into a movie here, and that I guess there's some talk of it being picked up as a TV show here, too. So,
cool.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm very sad about it. Anyway.
Yeah, now that I'm hooked, too. I am, too.
I'm sorry. We'll talk more about it after the season finale.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Foreshadowing.
Greek.
Love it.
At World's End. What I don't know Greek. What number this was.
The season finale.
I know. I just didn't know what... It has a number, but I don't know what number it is. At World's End is the name of the episode.
I think it might have been 20.
I thought it was fantastic.
Maybe. So did I.
It was really good. It had a lot of things came to a... Well, sort of... It left you hanging, obviously, but but a lot of things finally came...
Full circle. It was Tiffany DuPont's last episode. Franny.
Here's the thing I don't understand. It's freaking homecoming. She can't finish school and be gone.
True.
It's not even like... I could understand if they said it was like winter semester was over, so like she would be done with that. Like, not everybody's on the same semester schedule, you know what I mean, in college. You can be on different, and she had gone away at some point in the previous season, you know what I'm saying? So you could understand that she would have like a weird whatever. Yeah. She would only have one semester left to finish before she would be done with college because she was off for a semester. But it's like in the middle of the semester. So how do they explain her being gone?
I kind of took it to mean that she's going to leave Greek life and like not bother them there.
Gotcha.
And be done, like finish out the semester and then be gone. Because, I mean, if she's not a part of Greek life, then they're not going to run into her as much because, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. I can kind of buy that.
Yeah. So
it was just weird to me when she was telling her, I'm leaving. And I was just like, yeah, that's great. You're leaving in the middle. Like she said, I'm finishing and stuff. But I was just like, I don't understand. It's homecoming. It's October. It's not it's not like the end of the semester. But I guess it depends on when they come back. Like, you know, when they start that. So
and then there's what else happened? Cappy and Casey.
Hello.
Casey's finally realized that she's in love with Cappy for reals and pulls him into a closet to mac on him. And he shuns her because she's happy with Max. And then, they walk out of the closet. There's Max back a week early or whatever. Oh, no, I guess he had already been back a week early.
He had already been back. He was coming to the party.
I love that Michael Rady. Love him, love him, love him. He's one of the only reasons I'm absolutely going to tune into Melrose Place, because now that he's not going to be on Greek anymore.
You need to get your Michael Rady fix.
I need to get my fix. Maybe I'll just watch the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1 and 2 all the time.
You could do that.
I could do that.
On a loop?
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
I know.
Oh,
I do love the...
Held us on a cliffhanger. What? On a cliffhanger. Casey broke up with Max. Now, Ashley finally was like, Cap, she broke up with Max for you. Pay attention. So that was their story, and that was a cliffhanger.
What are you going to do?
But, Ray, you were going to say you liked something.
I liked the exchange between Ashley and Casey, the paging Dr. Gray.
Oh, I loved it. No, you're worse. You're Joey Potter.
Yeah, that was...
No, it's when she gets to... She says, no, you're Joey Potter. And then she goes, no, you're worse. You're the F word. She says, don't say it.
Don't say it.
Felicity.
Love it.
Oh, that was...
It's such a great line, too, because Felicity was... In that situation, like talking about guys or whatever, Felicity really is like the worst one to be compared to.
Sean, when we talked on the set, he talked to me about the Emily Valentine comment from, I guess, 2 weeks ago, where they were like, mm-hmm. we could just burn down her float like Emily Valentine or whatever. And we were talking about how nobody remembers Emily Valentine, but he remembered her. Emily Valentine was a crazy stalker from 90210.
No, I know.
Beverly Hills 90210, not the show they have now. Anyway.
Yeah, there's well, they haven't really had any stalkers yet.
Give it time.
When I talked to him, we talked about WB shows too, so I just thought it was funny when like it was like a rundown of WB shows except for Dr. K, but the other two. Oh, so funny.
So yeah, good way to end a season. I can't wait for it to come back in a couple months.
Manhole. Yeah. I can't stop laughing about every time I watched it, and I watched it multiple times. Every time she would do the manhole and laugh, it just made me laugh. Just her like giggle.
Well, what was also great about that was it showed like showed in there that like Max didn't really get what was funny about that, but like as soon as she said it, like Cappy thought it, you know, started giggling himself. He started.
Sadly, though, I don't know where they're going to go with it because, you know, I think what they were showing us there that Cappy was trying to make the attempt to move on.
Oh, and I want to see what happens with Evan and Bex. I want them to be friends.
Yeah, I'm good with them
Calvin
being
and
friends.
Calvin's roommate. Oh, my God. Was this the episode where they pretended to be gay? Clark and oh, my God. He's my boyfriend. We're in love or whatever. So good.
It's Calvin when he says it. That's so great. Because Calvin's just like, what the hell?
Yep.
What are you doing?
Well, I like when he tried to reverse it, and then he's like, whoa, I'm not trying to, like, make her go away. I just want her to slow things down.
So good.
Oh, funny.
Clark Duke, you're my hero.
All right. What's next?
All right. What is next? I wrote it down.
The Closer. Season 5, Episode 2, Blood Money.
It was a good episode.
It was a good episode, but I want to say it made me think of one of our previous episodes when we talked about guest stars ruining an episode. And as I'm totally blanking on his name, but as soon as you saw who was the driver, you kind of knew. I mean, I knew something was up.
I don't know. I thought it was okay because it was he was meant to be like. You were supposed to be suspicious of him and then not be sure, so...
Yeah, except...
It didn't bother me so much because I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, but where it messed it up for me was when the phone call came in and you heard his voice. And he has a distinct voice. He has a very distinctive voice that as soon as you heard it, I knew it was him. And so it took that, is it him or isn't him, completely gone for me.
Who is it?
The
I don't know his name, don't know his voice well.
If you would know who he is, he's been in lots of other stuff. He plays he guest stars in lots of different things, but
he wasn't like your typical.
That officially did not help me, so I'll have to go watch it.
should watch it anyway. Okay. He's not like your, but like he didn't play like a. Like a bad guy, you know what I mean? So
he doesn't necessarily play a bad guy. I'm just saying that from having seen him in lots of different things and recognizing his voice as being very distinctive, as soon as the phone call came, is it him or is he dead or not, went away. That was the main thing that I wanted to say. But overall, it's still a good episode. I mean, they're always good.
I hear that this upcoming week is big on Sergeant Gabriel.
Well, how did you hear that, Amory?
No, actually, I didn't. Anyway, because today today for Scene 42F, I talked to Corey Reynolds, who plays Gabriel, and he was awesome, and I could have stayed on the phone forever, but I had to get back to work. But yeah, he just said it was a big episode for him, so hopefully you all, because this will be out by the time you have watched it, hopefully everybody tunes in.
We do that a lot.
Hopefully you'll have watched. Yeah, hopefully you'll have watched Gabriel's big episode.
So you'll understand. You'll know more than Amory knows at the moment.
Exactly.
Funny.
Anywho.
I also have to point out that they've been doing a TNT closer PR. I've totally got that wrong, I'm sure. Twitter account where they've actually been talking about the episodes while they're airing, like tweeting about them.
Have they?
Which you may not want to watch while you're watching the show. You may not want to be reading them while you're watching the show, but they're kind of interesting because they give you little facts. Like, I can't remember what the fact was this week.
Like the name of the guest star that I can't remember right now. And I should have wrote down, but I totally blank.
They might have given you the name, but they talked about like what was happening in the episodes. I knew that it wasn't a typical case right away because of something they tweeted about and whatever. But they give you like little tidbits of information. And sometimes it is James A. Duff, who is the creator of the show, who does have a Twitter account. But
I follow his Twitter. But I've never followed
it.
Cool.
They just started it for the premiere because he live tweeted during the premiere. All right.
Word up.
So you think you can dance.
All right. I was way off in my selections for the So You Think You Can Dance Fantasy Dance League.
And I am in second/third place.
Nice.
Which I have to brag about, as I told Amory, because it will never happen again.
Exactly. It won't, because I'm coming back with a vengeance.
I just got lucky.
For those of you not sure what the hell we're talking about, John Cabrera, who you know we talk about a lot, it makes it sound obsessive.
Stalker.
Yeah. We did mention that we were stalkers earlier, so now we know where he likes to hang out. He started this dance, a fantasy league for So You Think You Can Dance. There's about 12 or 13 of us in it, four boys. And winner gets some fantastic prizes. And it's just for fun, really, and it's cool. Kirk from Gilmore Girls, Sean Gunn's in it. And I'm terrible. My guesses were completely pulled out of my hat. Their dances.
I didn't even realize this week I had picked Ashley. I don't remember who I picked with Ashley, but I had picked Ashley. And I had no idea that I'd picked her, so I didn't have any idea that I had gotten good points.
Oh, because you got the bonus too.
Right, I got the bonus, and I knew I had gotten the bonus right, but I couldn't remember who I'd picked on my overall list, so I was like, I have no idea where I stand.
I picked Caitlin, so I was close, because she was in the bottom three, but...
Well, it's kind of easy to figure out, although I didn't agree with... Who was your other pick? Philip?
My other pick was actually Adai. I have Philip going all the way.
Okay. But your first picks, when you first did your bonus, didn't you have Philip listed?
No.
No, maybe that was somebody else. Because sometimes when I'm watching people in their bonuses, I'm like, that person's never going. They're a favorite of... They're not that they're never going, but they're not going right now. Not while the judges have control. So like, if they're a favorite of Nigel's, unless they're so bad that he can't excuse it, they're not going to go. So like, you gotta weigh that into your whatever.
That's how you get the big points, like Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
You think about things
next
like
week. We'll be like... next week, I'll have no idea. Anyway, so... I have to say that I wasn't really impressed.
I wasn't either. That's what I was saying. Like, my friends were over last night, and they hadn't watched it, but they were going to watch the kickoff episode. And they said, we didn't watch it. Was anybody really good? And I said, no.
Like, I can't remember.
I mean, not that they weren't good, but nothing that really was like, oh my God, that really was awesome.
Right. Like, because they started out so strong the week before that this week I was just like, it's not... Nothing really. I was really disappointed in both of the Shane Sparks numbers. And not just them. Like, I just didn't love his music choices. And I think that was part of my problem with several of them. Like, I just didn't love the dances either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the dance itself wasn't... Not that they were bad or anything. Of course not. I can't coordinate those kind of dances. Choreograph.
So, incidentally, Brains is starting a dance crew. So, if anybody wants to be in it, just let me know.
Okay.
And you have to wear Zubily Zoo costumes. That was the requirement. That was decided.
I figure I should get a chance to go off on a tangent. This has nothing to do with anything other than dancing, but I saw last night while I was watching Royal Pains, I think, and the first advertisement I've seen for the Oxygen Dance Your Ass Off show, and that it looks like Dancing with the Stars without the stars and with chubby people that want to lose some weight.
Which is what it is.
Which is exactly what it is. But it was the first time I saw the ad, and it's,
for some reason I'm just laughing so hard at your description of with chubby people.
I just want you guys to know that. But that's, I mean, they're like trying to do in my living room every afternoon.
Yeah, but they're trying to do some of those dances. It looks, I mean, some of the commercial shows, it looks like they're trying to do dances and stuff like that, like you see.
I'm sorry.
On
wait,
Dancing with
Ray,
the Stars.
You do like the tango in your living room every week.
I don't do the tango. You've been
dancing your ass off?
I've been pulling out my Sweating to the Oldies tape.
Oh my god, I love
it. I have to mix up my workout. So this week, well, this month really, for the next month, I'm doing the Sweating to the Oldies.
Is it the original one with Ain't No Mountain High Enough? And oh my god, I love that.
Personality is my favorite one.
Oh my god, I have to go find mine. I was like, this is going to make me sound like a baby, but I was like 6, and my mom would watch that all the time, and I would watch it too and love it. Richard Simmons. Oh my god. Did they do Leader of the Pack on that one? There's... Oh my god. Robot Ray. Yeah. Robot Ray is back!
Am I still Robot Ray?
No, now you're now across the room, Ray.
Can you hear me, Ray? Ray, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're back.
Everything's good. Everything's good.
God. Anyway, yes, it has all of those songs, Henry.
That's incredible. So incredible. Anyway, so that's...
Spend like
so that's,
dance your ass off in my living room every afternoon.
Nice. And whereas I dance to Passion Pit every morning in my room, so we're awesome. Anyway.
Lord. All right.
Tangie officially reached.
Yeah. All right.
Well, for the record, I don't dance anywhere.
So, you're also not chubby, so it's really...
Well, that's...
You don't match either description.
That's not exactly true, so... But,
I just snorted.
I do look relatively trim on my Simpsonized photo on my Twitter account, but, No, I am the Brandon Walsh of the podcast.
I don't get that reference.
Brandon Walsh didn't dance.
I was going to say, are you saying that we're like Steve Sanders and Luke Perry?
No, I'm saying he was the guy that didn't dance on the original 90210.
Nice.
Alright, let's move on to Burn Notice.
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
Season 3, Episode 3, End Run.
Nate's back.
thanks for the yawning entry into the Burn Notice.
You're welcome.
Obviously, another
so
exciting
since I
episode.
Watched this.
The you don't remember the can antenna? I was trying to say it right.
What?
Where he makes me like the
that
Bluetooth
was awesome.
Antenna out of the like paper chips.
Yeah, the, like the Pringles
potato
fan
chip
type
can
of thing.
And
you guys, I must have fallen asleep because no.
What? It's like the
I don't
huge
remember.
Part of it. Fallen asleep.
I swear I watched this episode.
It's when he breaks into the office building and he pretends to be the janitor, the drunk janitor.
Oh, wait, I did see that part.
And he has to like build an antenna so that he can get the phone.
And he scours the office for about a minute or so to getting all the stuff that he needs to build this antenna.
I feel like I fell asleep.
Oh, memory.
Because I tend to watch TV when I'm supposed to be sleeping. Uh-huh. So I get really tired. Yeah.
And so you wake up and you see the end of an episode and you're like, wow, that was good.
Not even. I wake up and like it's 5 hours later and I'm like, did my DVR like delete it? Or do I still have it on there? It's terrible. It happens more often than it should.
I've done that a fair share myself.
It was a really good episode. We got to see Michael B. like multiple people in one episode.
Yeah, he had to do a lot of stuff in the, but I also like just like that they have the guy that helps with like the money laundering and stuff like that. He's like
Barry.
Over at the mom's
Barry.
House.
Like, I did see that. No, I saw Barry at Marilyn's house. I saw that.
Madeline,
whatever.
She got one of the names right. Remember, she was asleep most of the time.
Exactly.
Well, the other guy where he has to like get him to say the correct phrases
all,
or whatever.
Yeah, to get him to say all the numbers so they can create the passcode.
He's in there like looking at his guns in the house. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's trying to get him to say stuff like what caliber and stuff like that, but he won't say anything to get him to say some numbers. And
what else did he do? He was something else. Didn't he have to go into one other place? I don't remember what it is right now, but
well, he went into the last place to, and he, you know, he took care of the two guards to get into.
Right.
When he finally, but then he figures out exactly what's going on, and so he doesn't steal the last thing.
That's pretty good. Nate's a little stupid, but what else is new?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I like Nate.
I like Nate, but he's a little, like, slow on the pickup.
I gotta be honest, I have,
Wait,
I now have a song.
You now have a song? Like, about you? You just finished, or what?
I have a song stuck in my head. Go ahead, continue, Ray.
Is this the episode where it was Mother's Day?
Was it?
No.
Was it Michael's birthday?
Or birthday something?
No, nobody's, that was the previous one.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
Whatever.
I was mixing the two. It's been a while since I watched it, people. I watched the screener. It was really good, though. It was my favorite of the three. Anyway, all right. Moving on, then. Royal Pain.
Moving on. All right, Jason, you said you had something you needed to, you had a bone to pick with the show. What was it? Because maybe I agree.
It's this, this back and forth, going out on a date, dating thing between him and the runs the hospital. I'm like,
because last week they like were watching the sunset together.
Yeah, on the back porch of somebody else's house. And in the first episode, they were out at like some little taco stand or sandwich stand or something near the ocean. Or in the first episode, and then all of a sudden they're talking about an official or like a first date or something like that. Or I was confused.
Yeah,
but
so
that confused me too.
You know the reason. This episode was actually filmed second, and last week's episode was filmed third.
Well, that would make
sense. How did you know that?
Because I was reading about it today.
Well, then that would make sense on my confusion, because I hate when they do
that. Yeah, because I kept thinking that, too.
I mean, they film stuff out of order all the time, you know, but
but I think
they
this
actually
was
film,
out, like, they played the episodes out of order.
Yeah,
because
but
they,
when they actually put an episode out of order, that I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, the rest of it didn't seem to not mesh, you know, necessarily with any of the other stories that have been told or where they are in Hankmed or what have you. But that bit of it was like, I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Because it seemed like it shouldn't have been like, it shouldn't have been as difficult to go ask for the MRI, you know, mobile MRI machine and all that stuff. And all that interaction between them too, and the like, the brother, sort of asking her out for him and stuff, and you're just like, this is weird. So I like the episode, but that all seemed messed up to me. I didn't make any sense, and so
yes,
but the rest of
agreed.
The episode was good.
That was what I had. That's the boat I had to pick with it too. And yes, the rest of the episode was good.
There you go. I haven't watched it yet. Maybe now I will watch them in the correct order. I had just read about it today that they were talking about.
How. Now I'd like to go back and watch it and see if it makes more sense with, I think it would.
Right. Did you watch, are you watching it? Like, did you watch last week's?
I watched half of last week's. I'm just behind on a bunch of stuff.
Like, right. I know you didn't like really love the pilot. Like, what are you thinking?
Isn't it amazing that it's summer and there's like nothing on, but you can get like way behind on like the two shows that there are?
Yeah, because I have other things going on.
I'm saying same thing. I've got like four or five back shows on the DVR of stuff that I'm like behind, even though there's nothing else on.
Amory.
Yes.
What I saw of last week's episode, I liked.
I thought last week's episode was so good.
But I haven't finished it yet. But I
maybe you should watch this week's episode before you go finish the rest of last week's episode.
Grease 2, everybody. That's what's going on in my head right now. Thanks to some friends on Twitter today. Well, you know who you are.
Hadley started it.
I know, but then you guys did not help.
Cool rider. I want a cool, cool, cool.
Anyway, continuing.
We're done with prime time.
Prime time.
So let's quickly do, let's get back to the quick summer previews we were doing and just quickly do.
You want to do that quickly or?
Yeah, we're going to do them quickly.
So let's quickly do some summer previews. Let's stop dilly-dallying around. Let's get right to it.
Well, I didn't mean dilly-dally around. I meant when you give your review of it, don't, you know, get all long-winded. All right.
What am I even reviewing? I don't pay attention.
We're where? ABC Family. This one will actually probably, you'll have seen it, perhaps, by the time you listen to this podcast. But hey, whatever. Make it or break it.
So the question is, make it or break it?
I'm going to go
to make it
with, sorry.
Go ahead.
What did you say?
I said it's a make it for me.
Oh, it's a make it for me too. A couple reasons. And I'm my longstanding love for DJ Tanner, notwithstanding. I just felt like it.
TGIF back.
I know, right? I talked to her the other day too. It was so exciting. It was so exciting.
So much for the long-winded.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my review was done. I was talking about Candace Cameron.
Yeah, go on.
I liked it. That's it. I'm done.
I liked it too. It's my kind of show, so not really a surprise to me that I liked it.
Yeah, it was all right. I wouldn't give it a break it. I wouldn't necessarily give it a make it either, but it's definitely better than the show it's going to be following.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you say that you are? I say that it's because you're a guy. Meaning, like, I think it's a girl type of show.
I do too. I 100% do.
Well, it is.
It's about women's gymnastics.
About women's gymnastics.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I think it's.
Yeah,
also,
oh, absolutely.
I don't think it's a guy.
Probably. I think it could be. That could be it. But I think it's. It's definitely, as somebody asked me on Twitter after I posted something, it's family friendly and it's better acted than the show it will be following, and I think it's a pretty. I mean, my only thing was I was just like you've it's nothing. Well, it's sort of new that you don't really see a lot of gymnastic shows, but basically it had a lot of sports and teen drama cliches all meshed up into one, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. But if you do it well, and right. So for I'd say it's
like the teen flick gymnastics movie type of show. Like it had a lot of the same things that you'd see in those, but that's what they're going for. Like they got me because that's what I like.
Like the people people that have been watching the God, I hate that one. What's the cheerleader movies?
Bring It On.
Yeah, if you the subsequent Bring It On movies, if you liked those, it has some of that type of element to it.
Stuff from the first one, it's closer to Stick It for me than it is those.
Do you guys remember when you told me to not talk a lot about the episode?
That's right. I like that Make It or Break It reminds you of Stick It. Do you like that?
Well, yeah, because Stick It's about
it's like the exact same premise. It's not really because the girl is like a bat, like she's or whatever, you know what I mean, she gets in trouble, but
yeah,
it's the same type of premise, like she gets stuck at a place where nobody really accepts her, blah blah blah,
whatever. And eventually they'll come around, blah blah blah, we all know that game. Moving on.
All right, long story
that
longer
starts June 22nd.
All right, 10 things I hate about you.
10 things
you're not
I hate
supposed
about
to list
show.
Those things just talk. It's a TV show.
My mom once told me that you should not say anything negative.
If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all.
Your mom doesn't listen to this podcast, clearly.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She doesn't. God, not even my own mother listens to the podcast.
She's not one of the six.
But I do like that they're using I Want You to Want Me, the Cheap Trick song, as done by a different person who did it in the movie, but whatever. That's interesting.
Is that the only thing you like about it, Amory?
No. I mean, it wasn't as horrible as everybody, I think, is making it out to be, but I don't know.
Here's my thing. If it weren't based on 10 Things I Hate About You, and it weren't given that title, and they changed a couple of the people that are in it, I would like it probably.
So if it was a different show altogether.
If it had a completely different cast and a different script and a different title, it would totally be a better show.
I don't feel that way about it. I guess like if it weren't so based, like if they weren't trying so hard to be the movie, I probably would like it on its own merits. But because they're trying to be the movie and these characters are trying to be characters that are beloved to me, I'll get that out of the right away. Like, my disclaimer is, I love these characters. I watch this movie all the, like, I know the words to the movie. You know?
That's how I am with the Mighty Ducks. So if they ever do a Mighty Ducks TV show, watch it.
On ABC Family.
If they ever do a Mighty Ducks TV show and Charlie Conway is not played by Joshua Jackson, forget it.
See?
Okay. ABC Family, you're on notice.
About Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger. So,
well, Heath Ledger can't star.
I know that, but that's my point. Like, those two characters, I have to say, what's the kid's name? Oh my god, can't believe
awesome.
I just said that.
Awesome.
That's just wrong. You know it, right? I was trying to think of the actor. Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Love him. Love him. Love him.
I was thinking Jordan, and I'm like, that is so not right. It's not Jordan.
You don't want me.
He actually comes pretty close to capturing him, but quite.
I love you. Yeah, most of that show bothered me. The only thing I actually liked about it was the dad.
And he's the same guy that was in the movie.
Same guy.
didn't I see you crying?
That'd be why you liked him.
Yeah. So,
that pretty much...
Larry Miller.
Hey, Amory.
Yeah.
Hey, Amory. What did you feel about mini Gabrielle Union?
Oh, my God. I hated her more than I hate Gabrielle Union. Can't even...
I love it. I had to bring it up because she had already said that to me somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
All right. So there you go.
Okay.
Watch at your own risk, people. That's all I'm saying. I will say this. If you are not somebody who loved this movie, if you're not somebody who even, like, really has any concept of the movie, you'll probably like the show.
And have you been living under a rock?
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. Well, I mean, like, younger kids, maybe.
That's true.
Teenagers or younger kids not having seen it. Although it's one of those movies that you see, but anyway, whatever.
It's like She's All That. You've seen it.
Exactly.
Hopefully they make a She's All That TV show.
Maybe they should have done that. It should have been the 10 things I hate about you.
Seriously, they should have that whole cast. Think of that whole cast. What are they doing now? Anyway.
I want Rachel Lee Cook to still be on Psych, so she's not going over that. All right. Impact on ABC. Here's my All right. You know what? I love movies that are all about the destruction of Earth. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I do.
Holy God.
Apocalyptic movies.
Note to self, like the destruction of Earth. Destruction.
If you can find a creepy movie about destroying the Earth, then you're set.
Because none of these movies actually end with the Earth being destroyed.
Yeah,
oh my god!
A happy ending.
Spoiler alert. I'm just saying, none of them do. So, like, that's not why I like. I like the idea of, like, you know, being isolated, what, like that fear, whatever. Anyway, point being, I did not like this one. So. And all I have to say to the show is science schmiance. Because there is no way in hell what happened on the show could possibly happen. That's all I got
to
say.
I talked to Natasha Henstridge, and she says it could.
Whatever. She spoke.
Well, she does play a scientist in it, so she would know.
She told me that they studied and it could happen.
I don't think what they did at the end, I guess, is what I'm saying, could happen.
Right. Spoiler alert.
I think that
can't happen.
So
I'm not giving anything away. You know that they do something to help.
Obviously.
So you're saying that the way that they go about saving the Earth
correct.
Is impossible.
I don't think that that is probable. I think that what happens to the Earth is scarily possible. But the rest of it.
Okay.
Also, you know what I learned by watching this movie?
I can't imagine.
I don't know. What kind of impact did it have on you?
You're so funny. Amory, I told you this already, so you're going to remember what I tell you. This is what I've learned. When you're sitting in your car and you're looking straight ahead in traffic and you see cars start floating up in the air, get out of your damn car, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just stay in your car as the cars all ahead of you start floating up into the sky. You should get out of your car. Because I'm telling you, when that car comes down, it's not going to be pretty for you. That's all I'm saying. And maybe you should hold on to something. I don't know. Just a thought.
Just a thought. So basically, don't watch it. Or do watch it and regret your decision.
Also, I do think it's a really bad idea that ABC is putting it like on Sunday in the second half until the next Sunday. Because, you know, as we were talking before the podcast, I think I would watch it both nights if it were like back to back. But I'm probably not going to watch the first half and think, next Sunday I think I'll turn into the second half.
Yeah, but they can't, you know, they can't really do that because the Bachelorette and what other crap they're running on Tuesdays or what have you.
Hey, Better Off Ted. It's not crap.
They probably could have planned it a little better. That's all I'm saying. All right. That's it. You've got my reaction to it. That starts this weekend, so it's too late to stop you from watching it yet.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Please send in your commiserations on how bad it actually was.
I think we are done. Next week topic comes to us from Brandon.
Brandon, what's up? Wait, hang on. I apologize if you're Brandon from So You Think You Can Dance because I called you a Play-Doh head. Anyway, moving on.
You know, we've done a lot of moving Brandon on, but never really gone anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're Brandon from So You Think You Can Dance, you're probably not going to be listening to this, so.
Sorry,
maybe we're his
warm-up.
Maybe he listens to us when he's stretching or something.
Maybe. If so, I love you, Brandon, so I hope you are. All right. Okay, so the two topics we're going to do are, if you were given total control to create a new show, what kind would it be, what network would it air on, and what would be your dream cast? This is a little tricky for me because I'm actually working on some spec scripts, so do I pick one of those or do I go with something completely different? Anyway. Suggestion number two, or topic number two, will be, he said, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the past television season as a whole. What were your highlights? What were your lowlights? What do you hope to see in the future with your favorite shows? And what mistakes did the networks make this season that you do not want to see repeated? So we decided we needed to get on the ball and do this topic before, you know, before the fall season starts. And then it would no longer be.
Here's a little hint about what I'm going to say. NBC.
And you'll have to tune in next week to find out.
Yeah.
What could she possibly mean?
Is that in reference to the good, the bad, what should be different?
All right. So if you have any thoughts on those or you want to chime in on this week's topic, what was it? I don't think you can really chime in, but.
What did we talk about?
If you'd like to contribute to why we became TV bloggers, feel free.
That's right. Go for it.
Maybe you want to tell us why you read our TV blogs or why you're listening to the podcast.
Didn't I mention earlier that they should tell us how they found us? How did you find us?
So you can.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I like that.
You can call in using ours.
Just thought I'd little affirmation for your idea.
Guys, go ahead, Ray.
You can call in using our Snapvine widget on the website, or you can
leave
a comment.
I think people need to call in.
I'm not hearing
voice messages. I have a furrowed brow right now. I'm so pissed.
Okay.
I need to call.
Or you can leave comments on the post that will go up with this podcast. Or, you know, you could use the contact form on the website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands. Or you can leave some feedback on iTunes.
Or you can get us at Twitter at TV Times 3.
Spell it all out. Hugworks.
Oh, God. All right. So our music today, when it wasn't provided by Amory, was provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
Yellow Dog Records.
Yellow Dog Records. All right, you guys.
I got to eat.
Hey. This is going to be late, but a belated Happy Father's Day to the maybe two fathers who listen to us, if we have two. Not my father, for sure.
Not my dad. My dad doesn't know how to turn on a computer. It's not true. And I've said this before. He knows how to play solitaire. That's about it.
Nice.
My but dad Happy Father's Day nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't think my dad listens either. Mm. But he does know how to turn on a computer. And would know how to download a podcast if it interested him.
But sadly, it doesn't.
Oh, Lord. That just says a lot right there. All right, you guys. I got to go.
Yes.
I want you to know you got to go. You got to eat.
I got to eat.
I have a party to get to.
Nice.
Help paint my ceiling party.
Nice.
My friend likes to add the word part at the end of anything just to lure you in, make you think it's going to be something fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so when she like
come to my party, we're gonna be painting the ceiling.
Everything was a party. Tonight's gonna be a cabinet putting together party. Tonight's gonna be a paint the ceiling party. So she called
Is
me up today.
Friend
like,
me?
What?
Because I do apparently that too.
Apparently, it would be if I lived near you.
Because I do that too.
Now this is Mona. She called me today. She's like, hey, I have an invite to a party for you. And I was like, is this a party party or is this the party in quotation marks party? So, anyway.
BYOP?
Yes. No, bring your own, what's that called? Roller. BYOR. She's got the paint. You don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
All right. Hey.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night. Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
What? Oh, good Lord.
I just said hey.
Okay.
All right. I think it's time to go.
I think so. Really goodbye.
Wait, guys, hang on. I just found out that the Pizza Hut is no longer going to be called Pizza Hut.
What is it going to be called?
Just the Hut.
That's an interesting decision.
The Hut.
That because they're serving like pasta and all that stuff now.
It's guys, still called the
Royal Pains had more viewers last night than Burn Notice.
Yeah, they did last week too.
Awesome. Anyway, gotta go to my mom's.
Yeah, I gotta go.
All right. Have fun at your party.
Yeah. Don't paint too much.
For the record, I plan to be the TV whore today.
Good to hear.
The closer,
which I didn't watch yet. Oh, I got a text message. Hang on.
We'll just pause the podcast.
It was just my mom saying, "What's up?"
Okay.
Anyway, closer.